The following program was taped before an audience of no one.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. It's June, and the weather is heating up. Get ready for a hot summer in the Billy. I'm Bill Curtis, and here's a man convincing himself that technically a beach body is anybody you bring to the beach. Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. The summer of 2020 was canceled, so everybody is very excited for this summer, except we're rusty. It's been a while since we've had very much, what is that word again?
Fun. F-U-N. Noun. From the early English word, meaning to kick back with some buds and brews, crank the tunes, and maybe get out the slip and slide.
Right. Fun. So we thought as a tutorial, we'd bring you some of the most fun segments we've done in the last few months.
The top of that list was a visit with talk show hosts Desus and Mero. In March, the Bodega Boys had rocketed from podcast hosts to their own premium cable show. And as soon as Peter welcomed them, you could see why. Truly, they are the click and clack of Generation Z.
Desus and Mero, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thanks for having us. BX in the building.
That's right.
Get you ready for some chaos?
Yep. Yes. We may not be ready for you.
Let's go.
You know, one of my first questions was, are you guys like you are on the show in real life? And I think I now know the answer.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people have this problem because sometimes we'll do like a 7 a.m. talk show. We'll do an 8 a.m. talk show. And people are like, how do you possibly have this amount of energy? And the truth is, it's a lot of cocaine.
Yeah. So, sure. Yes. Did I get your origin story right? Because, your rise was extremely rapid, but my understanding is it started on Twitter. You guys had Twitter accounts, and people were like, "Yeah, oh, these guys are great."
It was like a reconnection via Twitter. It was like the Craigslist ads. Like, I saw you on the train. You were wearing a blue hat. You were listening to French Montana. Yeah, let's connect.
It's amazing that two people on Twitter actually got along and created this thing. Because usually when you find someone that's opinionated, you just start cussing each other out.
You know what? We had similar opinions. And also, we both extremely hated our jobs at a time when it was all right for you to tweet verbatim how much you hated your job. So I created whole characters that I worked with, and people were just logging in because they were like, what's going on with Keisha? Your coworkers, people who knew who my coworkers were dating, and Mero was going through the same thing. So we were just going back and forth about who hates their job more.
Mero, what were you doing when all this started?
I was working at a school, at a junior high school that I attended. Shout out to Junior High School 117, BX Stand Up. It is what is referred to in the DOE as a high need school, which means you might get stabbed if you're a member of the faculty. So I was the only male paraprofessional in the school, and I was like 6 feet tall. So they put me in the class that was just like, yo, these dudes are about to age out of here, and they're all in gangs. So please just like help like the teacher not get murked by them, and we'll be fine. And I used to take 30-minute bathroom breaks and be like, yo, I'm going to the bathroom, and just sit in there and tweet. And then I got caught by the principal. And I made up this whole elaborate lie about how I was pre-writing tweets and sending them to my manager and having him tweet them out during the day. And then it all came to an end when it was just like I was on the cover of like the New York Times like arts and culture section or something like that. And the assistant principal walks in, it's this Irish dude, John Skelly. He walks in, he's like, the kid Mero, huh? The kid Mero. Well, the kid Mero is actually Mr. Martinez, and you need to get your ass in the room because it's 8:05.
Whoa.
And I was like, okay. I was like, all right.
So you're tweeting, you're blowing up on Twitter, you're on the cover of like New York Times arts section, and his only reaction was, you need to be in the classroom?
Yeah. He was like, I don't give a shit that you're in the New York Times, dog. You need to get over there because it's the kid throwing a desk.
You need to be the authority figure Mero right now, the adult
right
Mero
now.
In the room.
Yeah.
Not the kid Mero anymore.
No more the kid Mero. You're the adult Mero.
We're never going to get through your whole career, but you went from the tweeting to the podcast to the show. Now you're on Showtime.
Showtime.
I've been watching you guys for a while. You seem to really like each other. Is that real, or is it like a Cisco?
It's like, you ever see when they do the boy bands?
Yeah.
Like, it's like that.
Yeah.
It's like total.
Scooter Braun
like,
put us together.
I'll go even further. Like, everything about the show is fake. Josh is not funny in real life. Josh is mean. Nah, we like each other because you know what it is? Because we started at the same just when we first started the podcast, we had to literally share a Metro card to get home. So once you have that, and then we've had experiences that bond you for life. We got banned from the VMAs because I sat on a pregnant Kim Kardashian.
Okay, you sat on a pregnant Kim Kardashian at the VMAs.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
So, sorry, Saint. Yeah, so let me tell you this. So we go to the VMAs.
Yeah.
This is the first time ever we've ever been to like invited to anything like this in life.
Stop, wait a minute, before you start. Key to the note, people don't know this. The VMAs are open bar. We didn't know this. So we had a pregame. Yes. So we had a limo. We took the limo to a convenience store and we just got like liquor. So now we're at the VMAs. We are sauced up. We're taking pictures with the limo driver. We're scaring people. We're so excited to be there. And like, you know, it hasn't dawned on us, we're on TV as well. So all we're doing is just pointing at people like, yo, Vanessa Hudgens. Yo, oh, wow. That's Beyonce. I mean, oh, that's Rita Ora. Oh, all right, whatever. So we're just running around and we're just bothering everybody. You can see they're just like, who are these two? Everyone's like, who are these two people? Why are they talking to everybody? And we're not talking to them like, hey, do we work on a project together? We're going to, hey, Jada Smith. Yurr! And they're like, yo, we're trying to record. We're trying to record. And because, you know, we're a little out there, a little drunk, a little smizzy, I see this got to be like 7'4" tall Russian guy talking down to my guy, Mero. And you know, when you're like a little intoxicated, everything is like hazy and you don't really hear anything. All I'm just like, oh, you trying to fight my Bronx brother? I'll let Mero take it from there.
Yo, so I see Kanye West. And I'm like, this is it. This is our opportunity to get a photo with Kanye West. So I'm just like, hey, I'm like, yo, Kanye, what up? Yo, big fan, you know what I'm saying? Like, just keep talking, like, hoping that he's like, do I know you? Like, whatever. Then, like, as I said, Zangief from Street Fighter 2 stands in front of me. He's like, my friend, you cannot come any closer to Kanye West. You cannot come. But your boy had, a little Springsteen juice. You know what I'm saying? Please feel me? I got very bold. You know what I'm saying? And I grew to his height magically. And I was like, nah. If Kanye doesn't want to take a picture with me and my man Jesus, I want him to tell me that, not you. And then Kanye's just like, I don't know if it's like out of pity or what. He's like, all right, man, come over here.
Yes.
So then we go over there.
He makes no effort to get out of his seat. And so we have to crouch down to take the photo. So as I'm crouching down, like I back into a pregnant Kim who's sitting there because I did not realize she is tiny in real life.
Yes.
So then I back into her and I guess she's like, Kanye. And Kanye turns to me and says the greatest quote, and I want this on my gravestone when I go home. She goes, watch out for my wife, dog. That's amazing.
Well, Jesus and Mero, I have a feeling we really could talk to you all day, but we have, in fact, some business to do. We have asked you here to play a game that we're calling
Knowledge Darts. Try these darts.
So you've got a book out called God Level Knowledge Darts. We thought we'd ask about real darts, the game, you know, that we play for fun, the Brits play seriously, and everybody plays drunk. So you got to answer two out of three questions correctly. Yes. Do that. You win our prize. That's the voice of anyone they might like on our show on their voicemail. So, Bill, who are Jesus and Mero playing for?
Sarah Long of New York, New York.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Here's the first question. In the 1920s, a researcher from Johns Hopkins made a revolutionary discovery about the game of darts. What is it? A, an ancient cave painting in France is really a dartboard, making it the world's oldest sport. B, they discovered that men don't actually enjoy darts. They just enjoy explaining the rules of darts to women. Or C, the drunker you are, the better you shoot.
Oof. I want to say C, but I feel like A is probably correct.
Yeah. I mean, in my reality, my real life, it's C.
Definitely.
But for the purposes of this game, I'm going to go with A.
You're going to put aside your instincts to choose C, and you're going to go for A.
Should we go to a breakout room painting in France? Or should we just worry? We're going with A.
You're going to go for A.
We're going to go with A.
I tried to talk you out of it. It's C. It's the drunker you are, the better you shoot darts. Yeah.
That is true, because when you get drunk and you do bowling, you get better at bowling, but all my ex-girlfriends disagree. So, I mean, we have to see.
All right, got two more chances here. This is not a problem.
Okay.
As you know, in England, darts, hugely competitive sport, very serious, people watch it on TV. And controversy hit the 2018 Grand Slam of Darts in England when both players in the final match accused the other player of doing what? A, farting constantly to ruin the other's game. B, muttering miss, 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 miss under their breath. Or C, using tiny motors on their darts to make them fly faster.
Let me see. What do you think of Meryl?
I think
we really blew it on the first question. We can't do it.
Yeah, I know. And I feel like the more ridiculous the answer is, the more right it is.
Yeah.
So I'm tempted to go with the farting. I think a flatulence.
We're going farting. We're going with the fart.
Yeah.
We're going with the farting.
Of course, it was farting.
Yes!
That's what happened. They both said that the other guy farted so much they were distracted. One said to the other, "It'll take me two nights to lose this smell from my nose."
But was he farting on purpose, or did he have like Chipotle or something before?
Well, the accusation was he was doing that. He was making it very hard to play because I was so distracted by the stink, and then they each denied it. One guy said, "Look, I'll tell you. You know me." Because professional darts players look and act exactly as you would expect professional darts players.
I have a vision in my head.
Every dart tournament ends with, "Oh, I'm late to pick up my kids."
I got him this weekend. Oh my God.
All right. You got one more question here. So believe it or not, there is an enthusiastic population of blind darts players, some of whom are pretty good.
Okay.
Britain, in fact, has a team entirely made up of blind players of darts. What is the team name? A, the Three Mice. B, we apologize in advance. Or C, the Optimists.
Optimists is big Monty Python energy. How you feel, Meryl?
I agree.
You're right. Yeah! That's the one. The Optimists. Yeah! You just nailed that. Bill, how did Desus and Meryl do in our quiz?
2 out of 3. That means they are winners. Champions.
Yes.
That's right.
Season 3 of Desus and Meryl is on Showtime now. Their book is God Level Knowledge Darts. Desus and Meryl, thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming on. Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, man.
Later, y'all.